The sugar policy we have works in this country. You know, if not, restaurants wouldn't be giving out free sugar everywhere you go. The price of sugar in America, I mean in Gainesville, Florida, I can tell you is cheap. I think a four-pound bag costs at Publix costs $2.64 a four-pound bag. And I've never had anybody come up to me and say, Congressman, will you please do something about the cost of sugar? That it illustrates that the policy works well. If we were to change that policy, what would happen is our processors wouldn't be able to have the sugar coming in, so they would go out of business. And if you look at over the last 20 years, I think we're down to 46 processors. We used to have 120. And if you change that policy, what will happen is that sugar program or the sugar growth in this country or the growers, they would go way down and we'd be more indebted to importing more sugar. We grow about 70% of our sugar here. And the reason we can do that is because of the policy we have in place. A lot of people think it's subsidies. There are no subsidies that go out. There's a modest price support that if it drops below that, then the sugar program will kick in. And it hasn't done that since the existence of this program other than 2013. It paid out $250 million, and the only reason it did that was our trading partner, Mexico, bought sugar from Brazil and dumped it on our market. In addition, they heavily subsidized their farmers to grow it, which is illegal, and they dumped that on our market. And that's what broke the prices to where it costs. So if people play the way they're supposed to play and honor their contracts and their commitments, our sugar program works well. In fact, 80% of the world population pays more for sugar than Americans do. So it's a good program. Don't mess with it.